Brian. I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if we save a soul along the way, let's not hold that against us. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. And we're going on 8 years here. Now, if I sound like Barry White today, I have to put on my Barry White voice, because last week I was not here, in case you didn't notice. This strain of flu or cold or something that's floating around jumped on me like white on rice. But I fought it off. And I just want to thank the folks that filled in during my absence. First of all, Mr. Chris Harrod, who's here today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Robert. You said you don't know if they noticed you weren't here. Absolutely, they noticed. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I don't know, man. You all, I was checking out the show last week, and I pulled up a chair, and I said, man, that's some good radio going on here. So I was impressed. I was entertained. And I was pleased, and I think I even made a post that there's nothing more fulfilling than watching your passion soldier on in your absence. And that's advice that we all can live by, that when your passion is limited to one person, you're not thinking big enough. So the fact that everything continued without a beat, man, there's nothing like it. There's nothing on this earth like it. So I want to thank you again, Chris. Thank you to Wina Collins. And our guest last week, Miss Sandra Wilson. Today, I also want to thank let the little cat out of the bag here. I woke up this morning, and my Facebook was just blowing up. I had to remind myself why. And it was from birthday wishes. Hmm. And I don't know if anybody, Facebook had this little thing where it kind of puts your birthday up there on your profile. And I mean, the thing was just, it's been going nonstop. So I want to thank everybody who have join in this celebrating my birthday with me. I'm just glad to be here on another day. I've seen another year, seen some great things in last year, and I have no reason to believe this year won't be just as good or better.
Robert, let me just jump in and say happy birthday to you.
Okay.
And just echoing what you said earlier about legacy. You remember last time I was here, I said if your legacy won't outlive you, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it right.
Well, Chris, I must thank you again, because as one of the co-hosts, I do take notes and I listen to you. And sometimes everybody don't always speak or comment on things when they're learning. Mm. I'm kind of a silent learner. I kind of go into a corner and, because I got to marinate and ruminate and toss it around in my head, and I don't jump on everything that people say, but I do know that some of the things that you say has impacted some of the audience and myself as well, and many of those nuggets that you've given out during the time you've been here have made some impact on me and has caused me to look at my legacy and how I manage my life and others, and I want to thank you again for that. So,
Robert, I appreciate you saying that, and are we going to invite some callers to join us today?
Because absolutely.
It'd be nice to know that they're listening and that they're being impacted.
Thank you very much. We will. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I kind of like this Barry White boy. Baby, baby, baby. My darling. Remember that song? Barry used to be the bomb boy. The number is 1-800-450-7876. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. And I have in the studio Mr. Chris Harrod. He's an astonishing and astounding and erudite and magnificent business coach. And he also coaches on life in general. And if you want to go back and listen to the last week's show where he was hosting, just go to marketingpulpit.com. We also have Facebook, Marketing Pulpit. We have Instagram, Marketing Pulpit. And we also have Twitter, at Marketing Pulpit. Now, what I wanted to do today, keeping with this birthday theme, I had many well-wishers. Some have asked me, "What, Robert, what can I do for you on this day?" I said, "Look, and I appreciate the sincerity and the generosity." And so I had to think about it, and I'm saying to myself, I think I have enough soap on a rope. I probably have enough bedroom slip. No more cakes, please. As much as I like cake, I'm trying to eat healthier in this next year. So I said, "This is what I want you to do for me on my birthday." So I took an acronym, actually the word birthday, B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y. And I'm going to just give you some things that you can do for me on my birthday if you want to help me celebrate and make an impact at the same time. The first letter in my birthday acronym on what you can do for me. The first one, of course, I want you to be bold. As I go into this next year, I want you to join me in being bold. I want you to stop playing so safe. I want you to stop fearing failure, but instead fear mediocrity, fear stagnation, fear being in the same place a year from now. So the first thing you can do for me on my birth date is to be bold. That's the B. On the I want you to inspire. I want you to encourage others. I want you to be their cheerleader. Help shield them from some of the negativity they're going to incur in some of their undertakings. And also help them fight off some of this flight of fancy, some of these crazy ideas that's going to come along. So you want to be their stalwart, inspire somebody. On the R, I want you to resist. I want you to fight the forces of evil and bigotry that has raised this ugly head in our country and around the world. I want you to sharpen your sword and dust off your shield and join the fight in the resistance of all forms of racism, bigotry, intolerance.
Robert, you're preaching in your pulpit this morning. Keep going, sir.
I have my robe on. On the T, I want you to think. It's so easy now to follow the crowd. When you follow the crowd, even when the crowd agrees with you, you're probably not thinking. So what I want you to do today is to think for yourself. Regardless of your view, if you happen to look up and find yourself in the crowd, go around it. Soar above it. Tunnel under it. And if necessary, give it a moment to move on. But don't be a crowd follower. Even when that crowd agrees with you, I want you to come to that conclusion because of your own thought process. So think. That's the T. The H in birthday is to hold on. Be steadfast. Don't fold when time gets tough. Hold on to your beliefs. Because sometimes that's the only thing you have to go on. So hold on. Be resolute. In the D of birthday, I want you to dream. And nothing is more fitting than this month of the birthday of Dr. King. I want you to think big. Create something that's never been created before. Do something that's never been done. Know that possibilities are infinite. That's the D in birthday. And A, which is very fitting right after D, is act. We don't want to be just dreamers. Mm-hmm. We have to act. Do something today. Don't be a procrastinator. Don't be a perfectionist. An imperfect mile on time is better than a perfect inch that's late. Be the imperfect mile that's on time rather than the perfect inch that's late. And why the end of birthday is to yearn. Have a desire to do something that's greater than what you can accomplish alone. As I said earlier, if what you are yearning for can be done by you solely, then you're probably not yearning high enough. And after you've done that yearning, what I want you to do is to go out and find the people and the pieces to make it a reality. Folks, if you want to know what you can do for Robert Gatewood on his birthday, I've just given it to you in this acronym. Now, I have this on my website at marketingpulpit.com. Just go to the homepage. There's a link called HBD on the article on the homepage. So, thank you for all the well wishes. I actually want to take a couple of calls. Mr. Murray, welcome to the show.
Well, my brother, God bless you, man, and God did a great job when he gave you birth.
Thank you, brother.
My brother, all I can say to you, man, because of you, it made it easier for me to reach my greatness. Because the thing that you did to help me reach the people out there and help the people I've helped, I couldn't have done without you. So because of you, I've reached deeper into my greatness. So, brother, all I say to you is happy birthday. Wishing you many, many, many more. Because your best, as great as you are and great as you've done, as much as you've done, your best is still yet to come. So, my brother, happy birthday to you. Wishing you many, 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 many more. And keep doing what you're doing. But what you're doing is what God birthed you for.
Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday and God bless you, my brother.
All right, that's Mr. William Murray. Also, Mr. Murray is he's a manifestation of many of the things that I've mentioned in my birthday acronym. He's been a coach also. I've leaned on him at times to, when some of those tough times come along, you need that ear. Sometimes you don't need somebody to, sometimes we need more hope than help. And sometimes there are some people that are just there to push us up, to make us our best. And so he has been one of those people. So thank you for Mr. Murray. Also have Mr. Miles on the line. Mr. Miles, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. Happy birthday. How old you turn? 22?
Man, don't be trying to age me over here now.
I made you a little older, but I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
And kind of piggyback on what the gentleman said earlier. I mean, what you do is just, it's priceless in the community in terms of educating people on business. And I think a lot of people are afraid, but listening to you and with your expertise, I mean, I know it made a difference for the NFL. I mean, I took a lot of the things that we talked about and, you know, and kind of, you know, put it forward. So I want to say happy birthday, man. And, hey, I guess I have to take you, get your bite to eat or something, but I just wanted to chime in and say happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Miles. Hang on. We're going to take a quick break. Mr. Miles, I want to ask you a quick question when we come back from the break. We're going to ask you about what's going on in the MFL, okay? Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, having the studio, Mr. Chris Harrod. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1488 WOL at 95.9 FM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. We've got slowdowns on the outer loop of the Beltway in between Cabin John Parkway and Clara Barton Parkway. We had an accident there. It's been moved to the left shoulder, but you do still have delays. It looks like those go back to the 270 spur. It is just jammed on DC 295 on that southbound side from Nanny Helen Burroughs Avenue to just past East Capitol Street. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. This weather report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Today, sunny skies with a high near 51. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 59. Windy with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. For Saturday night, rain likely and cloudy with a low around 48. And for Sunday, rain likely, cloudy with a high near 55. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org. I'm Nicole O'Brien for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood. I am not Barry White. I'm trying to conserve my voice because I'm well. I'm back. I'm really about 99% of my voice. I lost a little of my voice really due to coughing. But so I'm kind of talking in a lower tone than I normally would, so I'm not trying to replace Barry White or the guy used to be on the Shylights. This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to change my line of work.
There's another career waiting for you, sir.
I'm going to have to keep this voice. This is the Marketing Pulpit. If you want to join in today, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. What you going to talk about later on, Chris?
I'm going to talk about some of the common mistakes that leaders and managers make that really are avoidable.
Wow.
So if you are a leader or a manager out there and you're having some challenges, give us a call. You get some free coaching over the air.
All right. Can't beat it, folks. This guy gives good advice, gives good advice. We have our Mr. Richard Miles on the phone. I just want to hang him over for a second because I've been watching some of the exciting things that they're doing over at the MFL. Mr. Miles, I know you're a busy man. You got to run. But quickly, just tell us what's the latest going on at the MFL.
Oh, absolutely. As you know, trying to point out to people, we are signing GMs for the 32 teams across the country. We just signed a general manager up there in Ohio.
What?
For the Ohio team, we signed a general manager for the Texas team,
what?
A general manager for, North Carolina, South Carolina. I mean, I'm on my way as we speak to meet now with some other. I mean, it's really coming along, and we're moving right along. We will kick off the 2018 season, as I stated to you early.
Wow.
And
so
I just want to comment that like I say, you've been doing a great job, great support and sponsor of the MFL, and we're excited.
Right. And for everybody who's curious, the MFL is the Minor Football League. It's actually a professional football league. Has 32 teams across the country. Mr. Miles is the CEO, and the marketing pulpit has been glad to sponsor them. They've been supporting us. And it's just amazing to watch them get ready to launch this 2018 season. It took 2017 off to get ready for this grand 2018 launch. And to watch these general managers get hired, and now there's some combines coming up, and we got players out there stretching and getting ready. And as Mr. Miles has always said, and I agree, it's not that there's just not enough room for all the talent in the NFL, so he has another outlet that's really a great venue for players and coaches and trainers and popcorn makers and vendors and sponsors. So go to MFLishere.com and find out the exciting things that are going on at the MFL. Thank you, Mr. Miles. Thank you for everything you do, and thank you for the support you've been giving to the show and what you're doing in the community.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, that's Richard Miles. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. The number here is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. I am Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing. We are a marketing and web development company. I was a lead instructor over at Prince George's Community College. It kicked off their 2018 season for their new CEDT program. And one of the things I imparted upon the class, Chris, was that sometimes your website and your social media involvement with your company is sometimes the only thing that keeps you from falling off the technology grid altogether. And I really mean that. So many people who have often wondered about the benefit of websites and social media and things like that, there are the obvious benefits, but you want to keep something that connects you to that world. And sometimes your website does that better than anything else, and social media. That's one of the services that my company provides. And if you have an old website, some people have these websites that were built during the Chad Carpet area and wall paneling and all that good stuff. They just don't work today. I know some people got into the game early when it was hot, and then there was a cooling off period. And said, well, I got the website, so I got that out of the way. That's just like saying you had a baby. I got that out of the way now. I can get on back to life. No, you got to nurture that baby. You got to raise it, feed it, take care of it, maintain it. Same thing like a car, house, anything that's dynamic. Your website is the same. So that's one of the services my company has been providing. We've had a very good year in 2017. 2018 is off to a good year. And if you need any type of services as far as marketing, branding, web, social, we do this for several clients, including the federal government, through the Small Business Administration. Give us a call at 301-839-2836. 301-839-2836. That's my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web. Or go to the website at gatewoodmarketing.com. We're going to get to Chris's segment in the 11 o'clock hour. Quickly, I want to talk about, while we're on the subject, the web. Many people right now have YouTube accounts. They have set up a channel. And if you haven't already, if you have a Gmail account, it's about a button push away to having your own YouTube channel. YouTube, of course, is part of the Google's family. And the good thing about YouTube and many of the other things that's in the Google's family is that Google kind of favors its own, whether it's their Google Drive and the Gmail and Google Plus, is that they're going to rank you higher in many cases than some of the other platforms because it is Google. And YouTube is no different. So I'm going to talk about five ways to get more traffic to your YouTube videos. Now, ranking is going to get you more than anything else. The difference between ranking is that when you go to YouTube, you look over in the right side of the page after you've done a search or you bring up a video. And those videos on the right side, they have been ranked based on an algorithm. And so ranking is going to be your number one way to get more traffic to your YouTube videos. And you say, why more traffic? Because traffic can be monetized. It can be turned into money. It can drive traffic to your website. It can help sell products and services. And you can actually sell ads once you start getting to a certain number.
So, Robert, you're saying that when I go to the YouTube website, there's a reason that those videos show up in that particular order?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing happens on in the Google world by chance. Okay. Know that. These guys are, I mean, they really, it's a the thing, sometimes it, you think this Big Brother thing is a hoax or a myth. These guys got some stuff that really to blow your mind. And sometimes it's almost better that you don't know because you'd be laying there in the bed at night staring at the ceiling if you didn't do some of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes. But ranking is what's going to get you the most traffic. That means your video shows up on that page over in the right-hand side or somewhere on the page. And, of course, the second thing is search. That means somebody types in a certain keyword and it comes up. Now, ranking is one of about 19 different factors, but it's the biggest that gets you more traffic. Google changed the rule not too long ago. They used to base the ranking on how many views you got or how many people clicked on it or viewed it. Well, now they've changed that to the amount of time that it's been watched, the view time. So just getting people to the page is not just now the thing to do. You got to get people to watch it once they get there. And because you think about it, there's a lot of robots that can get people to click on things right now. So they're saying, look, we got that didn't work. That wasn't a true value of the ranking or the popularity. So what you want to do is create a video, but keep that in mind that Google now wants to know that people are actually watching this video when they decide whether to rank you high or not. So you can't put all the good stuff at the end and say, look, I'm going to lead them in slowly and then I'll jump out all the goodies on the end. Well, you got to put some good stuff up front that pull them into the video and get them to watch it. And so when you create your video, do that, have that ranking in mind. That's the first thing. Number two thing to get more traffic to your YouTube videos is to tag engagement and things like that. So when you put a YouTube together, put your keyword in the title, put the keyword in the description of the video, and also put it in the tags afterwards. And that's going to help you come up on the search part. So that gets you, first thing gets you more ranking. This thing here gets you more search traffic. Also, you want to get engagement. That means be engaging. That's people like liking the video, commenting, things like that. All this is going to get you more favor towards, in Google's eyes. You want to bring people to YouTube from other places. Google is going to look favorably if you bring in traffic from other sources to their platform, whether it's from Facebook, whether it's from Twitter, whether it's from Instagram. So if you're sending people from Facebook to your YouTube video or from your website to your YouTube video, Google is going to like it. You're going to wink and say, okay, I like this guy. He is actually bringing traffic to us instead of the other way around. So that's going to get you more likes, or more ranking, and more traffic. And the last but not least is to have a strategy. When you're going through your research and you're producing and posting your videos, make sure the title, the content, and all the tags emphasize the same idea. For instance, if you're doing a video on event planning, then you want to make sure the event is somewhere in the title, or it's in the body, it's in the tags. Same thing with planning. And believe me, Google actually knows what you're actually saying in that video as well. You're thinking, well, they only read those little boxes in the title and the tags. But if you ever heard of caption, audio, video caption, what do you call it? When you can put the scrolls, the words. Closed caption, right. That just tells you right now that they know what's being said in that video. So you can't just be saying one thing on your titles and something else in the video. So anyway, folks, those are five ways to get more traffic to your video. When we come back, we're going to have Mr. Chris Harrod. He's going to talk about... What are you going to talk about, Chris?
I'm going to talk about some avoidable mistakes that leaders and managers make.
All right. Be right back after the break.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
No, 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 no. Sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them. Like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
See, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
1450 WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, and I am Barry White. No, I'm not Barry White. I am Robert Gatewood. If I sound a little more bass today in my voice, I'm actually trying to conserve. I had a little run-in with a cold, and it kind of took some of my higher notes away. So I can't be like the Stylistics or that guy used to sing... was it Luther Ingram or somebody playing that high song? I love you. I can't do that today. That's me, Barry, and Isaac Hoyes today. And the guy used to be on Boys to Men. The only thing I know is Barry White. Every people say that everything.
Well, Robert, you don't have to worry about singing. No one can host a show like you. So.
All right, please. Thank you. Are you trying to get me a... that was a backhand way of Chris and Robert cut the thing. All right, point taken. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gate with your host. I have Mr. Chris Harrod in the studio. Also, let's not forget our sponsor, Ms. Ruby Lathan, and the Health Summit is coming up on tomorrow. It's going to be at the Prisbola Conference Center and Catholic University at 620 Michigan Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. You can go to myhealthsummit.com for more information. There's going to be a wellness fair. There's keynote speakers. There's free morning yoga classes. There's free giveaways and samples. And a thoughtfully prepared plant-based continental breakfast and luncheon. Now, Miss Dr. Ruby Lathan herself is going to have her hand in that. Now, she's been on the show a couple of times. And this lady, she's really, I've seen her all over the place. She's every time I turn on the TV now. She's on the up and coming, so you want to go out, if you want to catch a star that's on the rise, go to this health summit tomorrow, and just tell them the Marketing Pulpit sent you. That's Saturday, and go to myhealthsummit.com for more information.
And Robert, I had the opportunity to listen when she was on the show, and I was so intrigued that I wanted to attend tomorrow, but I have a conflict. Right. But my wife and several of her friends will be attending, so I look forward to getting the information.
All right. Very good investment. Very good way to start 2018. The timing is still good. You've gotten all that cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie out of your system by now. And Dr. Ruby and her guest and her lineup is going to show you how to do it right going forward. This is the Marketing Pulpit. If you have a comment or question, for me or my co-host, Mr. Chris Rod, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Also, don't forget BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for an office home this year, go to BLESuites.com. You can rent an office or conference room or meeting room by the hour. You can also get an office by the week, by the month, do a year contract. They have it all, answering services, mailboxes, and you just really got to go ahead and check it out. Do a free walkthrough. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. Mr. Harad, I'm sure you're getting used to his voice and the wisdom he brings to us. Today we're going to talk about the common leadership and management mistakes. Now, the word, the operative word I saw here, Chris, that makes people should set up is, you say it's avoidable. You know, some things we do in life, we just like, I just didn't have a choice. I was too this or too that. I'm starting to think you're saying maybe those are just excuses that these things can be avoided.
Absolutely. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know, but I'm going to help some average leaders become great leaders today with some of these tips that I'm going to provide.
Please, fill us in. I'm gonna be chiming in here if you don't mind.
You know, the first one is not.
You know, Chris, you had just mentioned that your family is going to be joining Dr. Lathan tomorrow at the summit. And I don't know if she got the spirit over there, they're hearing that. I know I got the spirit because I've been hearing, since we've been running, been mentioning her on the show, I've had several of my people call me, because sometimes they won't call her directly, they'll call me. Uh-huh. And I just send them to the website. So I can't take the order, you got to call her directly. So anyway, we have Dr. Lathan on the phone. Dr. Lathan, welcome to the show. Hello, is this Dr. Lathan?
I happened to tune in and hear you guys talking about the summit, and I said, let me call and say hello.
So, you know, we've been talking about you because there is nothing I can think of that I can advise people that's going to be more impactful on their year than attending this summit, because health is such a big part of who we are, and if you get health right, so many other things fall in place.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. And as you mentioned, we have, you know, excellent lineup. We're putting the finishing touches on it. It's going to be incredible. I'm excited. We've had a great response. So people are really ready to get on board with this. So, yeah, it's our biggest one yet. So you want to be a part of that. And I can't wait.
Dr.
Tomorrow is going to be excellent.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You think she's ready, Chris?
It sounds like she's going to start off 2018 being bold.
Yeah, but she must be. It's just my birthday acronyms. The first one was be bold. Be bold, be inspiring, resist, and think, and hold on. And
hey, Dr. Ruby?
Yes.
This is Coach Chris. I tell my wife to come and say hello to you tomorrow and let her know that I was part of the show. And last week I had the opportunity to promo your summit. So I'm hoping that things go exceedingly well for you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And yes, I think they will. I have a good, great feeling about it. We're ready for folks to be there, and we're prepared. So it's going to be an awesome day.
Hey, Dr. Ruby. Now I have another commitment. I was trying to get there. Plus, I've been fighting this cold. But how in the world can somebody get that food of yours if they don't make it to the summit tomorrow? Is there like
great question.
Can I place a to-go order?
Uber Eats.
Uber to come by there and pick up some food at the summit.
yeah. You know, you got to be at the summit to get tomorrow's food. But
okay.
I do have chocolate dipped coconut macaroons that you can order from my website.
There you go. Uh-huh. See, I knew there was. I knew there had to be a way.
Something. Yeah.
Now, which website is that?
What's that? It's rubylathan.com.
Now, do you offer?
Go ahead. The link to the summit there as well.
Now, do you often offer? Do you always offer food and treats and snacks from your website?
I always have the treats on the website. Yeah. You know, we've got DVDs, summit DVDs from our last one, and
okay.
T-shirts, you know, to encourage you to eat well. So, yeah, we've got some good stuff there.
All right, folks, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan. She's been a sponsor of the show. She has a great following out here. She's been all over the news, and every time I turn on the dial now, I see her face. So this is somebody, I was telling them, Dr. Ruby, you probably heard me, I said, look, here's a star, you want to catch it before it gets too high. You better catch it while you're still down here among us regular folks.
Yes. Yes.
We may be already too late. I may be talking too late here. Well, get a chance. Go out there and meet Dr. Ruby tomorrow and tell him you heard about it on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And I'm looking to, I'm looking forward to seeing the video when it comes out. And I'll be sending my well wishes. And anybody I know, I'm going to be sending them that way, Dr. Ruby.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate the well wishes and the good words. And yeah, this is going to be a stellar year. Starting with tomorrow. Yep.
Thank you, Dr. Ruby. We will see you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Dr. Ruby Lathan, we got it going on, y'all. Go to My Health Summit, and you can still get tickets. Go in there and shake hands with greatness, and just let that sister rub off on you. Man, those macaroons sounded pretty good, too. I'm going to have to order some of those, Chris. All right, Chris, let's get back to some of those common leadership mistakes, common leadership and management mistakes that are avoidable. I'm sure Dr. Ruby's not making any of them because her star is continuing to rise. Give us a rundown here, Chris.
Robert, some of the things that I'm going to share with you today are applicable across industry lines. So they work in nonprofit, in the government, and private industry.
So you could be an attorney, or you could be a cook, a chef. These things are applicable across the line.
Wherever you are, if you have people reporting to you, these apply.
So don't go to sleep over there and say, hey, look, man, I just have this big lawn company. If there are people out there that got to report to you, pull over 1 minute and listen in.
Absolutely. Landscaping,
right.
McDonald's,
right.
Wherever. First, not providing feedback.
Uh-oh.
According to research, the very common mistake that some managers make is not providing prompt feedback that keeps them in the dark about potential shortcomings. But when you provide regular feedback with clear expectations of performance and conduct, you create an environment for employees to thrive.
Don't some people think that just wastes time?
No. The other thing is it helps some employees decide whether or not the organization is a good fit.
Ooh, okay.
They may need to consider employment options elsewhere.
Wow.
So when the expectations are clear, they may say, you know what? This is not what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for me to move on.
Very good.
Also, being too hands off. Many leaders want to avoid being perceived as micromanagers. And actually, in management, that was something that I really wanted to avoid. I wanted to be able to trust my employees, but going too far to the extreme, the opposite extreme, is not effective either.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people, they're always telling me, you know, you got to hand these some of these jobs off to your underlings or your associates or people that are working with you. But that doesn't mean leave the country or don't answer your phone or don't peep in every now and then.
Yes.
There's a healthy balance, sounds like it.
There really is. And empowering your employees should not include an abdication of your leadership role.
Okay.
Despite empowering the team, accountability for the overall success remains with the leader.
Okay, that's good advice.
Sometimes, Robert, we can be too friendly.
Uh-oh.
We have to remember, it's business. It's not personal.
Yeah.
Many managers want to be seen as friendly and approachable to their team, especially when somebody was promoted from the team.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle with that separation.
What's some of the downsides of that, being too friendly?
Well, the problem is the lines get blurred.
Okay.
You know, I think you're my friend, and I can say and do things around you because you're my friend, but that's a recipe for a disaster. So socializing with the team is possible, but it's very important to strike the right balance between being a friend and being the leader, the one who makes the decisions.
That's really good advice, because I do see that. I backed away from that. I mean, I'm just a gregarious person, but there's a side of me that's just 100% business. And I don't mind letting people know, look, hey, I'm a friendly guy, I'm a smile, I'm going to do this. But when it's business, there is no question. You know it's business time. So I agree with that.
Absolutely. Business affects the bottom line. So we have to have a clear delineation. Also, failing to clearly define organization and team goals.
Okay.
When a team doesn't have clear goals, Robert, employees can struggle throughout their day and be unproductive.
Okay.
It's essential that they know how to prioritize the work so that the projects that are needed first can be accomplished first.
Okay.
The best way to do this is to define smart goals for the team to prevent that from happening, making sure that all of the goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and that they have some type of time restriction associated with it.
So the folks that just shoot from the hip all day long, that might be make a good bumper sticker, but it doesn't pay off in the end.
It really doesn't.
Right.
It really doesn't. You have an employee who's turning out a tremendous amount of work, but you don't need that work for 6 months. And the client who's paid for something that's due today is going to be left in a lurch.
Hey, Chris, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. I really want to hear the rest of these. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gabe with your host. I have Mr. Chris Harrod. He's talking about common leadership and management mistakes that are actually avoidable. Now, if you're a business owner or if you're a manager, if you're in the government, whether you're in medicine, law, landscaping, if you have a question, call us 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
DC's News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Unbound.org. As you head over onto Queens Chapel Road eastbound, we've got some left lane road work slowing things down between Madison Street and Oliver Street. And then over on the eastbound side of the freeway, watch for some road work taking the right lane between 14th Street and the area just past Potomac Park. We're going to see some very heavy delays. That right lane is blocked before the Case Bridge. And on Route 1 in College Park, left turn lane blocked in both directions between the Beltway and Rhode Island Avenue. We all got to where we are through hard work and a little help. Open a world of opportunity for a child or elder dreaming of a better tomorrow at Unbound.org. This weather report is brought to you by Compassion International. Currently 41 degrees and tonight low of 36. Tomorrow it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 47. Sunday some rain and a low of 36. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International will bring hope to a child in poverty. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Danielle Deverell for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have Mr. Chris Harrod. He's actually giving us some common leadership and management mistakes that are avoidable. Also, don't forget about the Health Summit. Dr. Ruby Lathan is having his health summit tomorrow. Go to myhealthsummit.com and get more information. Come on out and meet this young lady whose star is just rising, rising, rising. If you want to hitch your wagon to a star, then she's the one you want to hitch it to. She's healthy, I would say wealthy and wise. They were saying she's got it going. She really has it going.
Awesome.
We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the show.
Birthday to you. Now, I ain't going to sing the rest of it because you're not paying me, but happy birthday, Robert.
Hey, man, I'm going
to... Ray and Sister Renee, happy birthday to you, brother.
Hey, man, I'm about to throw in some harmony. I'm going to get Chris the back.
I see you got a touch of something there, and I hear people saying this is a different strain of flu that's out here now, but a lot of people don't want to take the flu shot. So the young lady or whoever you have on there, health-wise, if y'all can touch upon that or she can even comment on that about this flu going on out here and this new strain and why people are reluctant to take the shot. Should they especially seniors and women that's pregnant, should they avoid taking the shot or not?
Yeah, well, she's not here right now. She was here momentarily, but that's a good topic for another day. And I would actually try to see if I can get somebody to address that. And I want to thank you and Renee for the birthday well wishes. And just a quick note about Reverend Ray, Radio Ray. He has his own show right here on Radio 1 with Bob Alford. The Oneness Mobility Show comes on every Wednesday at 12:30. And great show, and that's a great company he's working with over there, Pat and Bob and the Roving Reporter, and, of course, Miss Renee. It's a great show. Go to their website, OneDisMobility.com, and also Insight, SightAndVisionRadio.com. Ray also has a marketing pulpit show on Blog Talk, 3 o'clock on Friday. So I really appreciate you guys.
And this Friday, we're going to be talking to MRS Taxes about your taxes. So we're going to have them on this today, matter of fact, at 3 o'clock. We'll be talking about taxes and this whole new tax law that passed, how it affects people.
Man, love you guys. Thank you, Ray. Okay. Thank you, Renee. Thank you guys have been great. I'm just glad that you guys are in my world. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday again.
All right. Thank you.
Beautiful day. All right. Bye-bye.
That's just good people, folks. You got to join this family, folks. If you want to figure out how to get into this Marketing Pulpit family, go to marketingpulpit.com. Just send me a note, call me. We can get you in here somewhere because this family is growing and we're doing great things, got talented people, and the net just spreads. It just catches all these good people in it, people like Chris here and Ray and Mr. Miles and Mr. Murray and Mr. Maxwell and Attorney Hillman and Falasha Day and Therapist Cullen, then we got the people on the Blog Talk, Sharon Bennett and Dennis Shipman and Coach Keith Howard. And, man, it's just a really wonderful family. You can be a part of it. Call us. Call me at 301-839-2836, and let me talk about how I can bring you into this family. We're talking about these common leadership management mistakes that are avoidable. Chris has given us about halfway. Man, this is good stuff, though. I told you, man, I'll be listening to you. I got my notes out here. I'll be keeping these notes and kind of peeping them over as I go through my birthday today.
I appreciate that, Robert. Let me just say, you know, the law of attraction must be in effect because, right. You know, you spoke about all of these folks that have joined with you, and it says a lot about you. And so, you know, the callers are calling in and sharing the impact that you've had on their lives, and I don't want to miss out on saying the same. So in our short period of time, I've benefited greatly. So happy birthday to you, and many more.
Thank you, Chris. That means a lot, Chris. Thanks a lot.
So next, it is very important to understand what motivates our employees.
Okay.
You know, oftentimes we believe that money is the significant motivator, but that's not always the case.
Now you have to admit, that's a pretty good one, though, right?
It ranks way up there at the top. But given the pace of many people's lives today, Robert, you know, they want to try and achieve a work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
Having a flexible work schedule and being able to telework is one motivator that is now something that is coveted. Some employees are motivated by achievement. Some are just motivated by praise.
Mm.
You know, we just need to say thank you
more often
than we do.
You might be able to save some of that money if you can just motivate them in other ways.
In other ways.
And get more production out of them. I've learned that trick a long time ago.
You are hitting it on the head. You are hitting it on the head. You know something else that organizations do, Robert, is mm-hmm. they rush the recruitment process. That is an important and delicate process.
Hey, but what if they come in there and give you like a nice book and a card when they come to the interview and have a nice hairdo and the shoes shined, their suit on? Shouldn't you just go ahead and hire them on the spot? Your gut feeling say, hey, get on in there and get to work.
I think a lot of organizations do work that way. And what happens is they turn out that it wasn't a good fit.
Right.
It wasn't a good fit. Yes, they were stellar in their academic career. And yes, they have some references. However, they're just not a good fit in this organization. And when they're not a good fit, they end up being in a position that doesn't align with their strengths.
Mm.
You hear me talk about that all the time.
Absolutely.
So when a person doesn't align, is not in a position that aligns with their strength, they can become uncooperative, ineffective, and unproductive.
Mm.
So we must add a tangible and intangible factors to that recruitment process.
All right.
Leaders have to walk the walk.
Ooh.
That's not just about, talk the talk.
That's not leading by example, is it?
They need to lead by example.
God, man, that is so important.
Absolutely. Leaders must remember that the employees are watching. You know, the days of do as I say.
Can I say this, Chris? People, you are being watched everywhere now. They're watching you online. They're watching you when you get out of your car. They're watching you go to sporting events. And if you're not living up to the mission, the morals, the culture of that organization that you're trying to beat them into shape to do, it's going to fall flat. That is for real. So just know that for a fact, folks. You are being watched. And if you're an employer, a manager, and you think you are going to be exempt from being watched, Mr. Chris has some news here for you. You got to walk that walk.
And some people are interviewing every day. They just don't know it.
Right. That's right.
And so when a position gets posted, you put on your suit and a brand new tie and then come in like you're brand new. And I've been watching you for the last 3 years.
Right.
So no matter how good your interview is, thank you.
Yeah.
We found a better candidate.
That's right. Walk the walk.
Some leaders struggle with delegation.
Uh-oh, let me get out my steel-toed boots here.
They just don't think that anybody else can do the job as well as they can.
But Chris, I spent 30 years doing it. How can somebody else do it and as good as me? I know you hear that a lot.
Absolutely. The thing is, technology has changed.
Yeah.
And so we can let someone who has been trained and up-to-date technology who can maybe do some things quicker and more efficiently and save us some money just by delegating the tasks that we're so fond of.
I used to say that I'm sure Dave Thomas can make a good, probably make the best Wendy's burger. But can you imagine? Or Roy Kroc could probably make a very good McDonald's Big Mac. He can't make that $8 billion that's been served, so you got to delegate. If you plan to go to that next level, and if you want to be effective, then you got to be able to delegate. That is 101. You will miss out on a lot. That was even part of my birthday acronym. You're exactly right.
Well, lastly, Robert, lacking clarity about their role. We rise up through the ranks based on our technical ability.
Mm-hmm.
When we become leaders, our role changes, and we have to be more effective in terms of the relationships with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
So these are a few of the avoidable mistakes. If you're having some problems out there making some of these mistakes and you need a coach, feel free to give me a call. I can be reached at 301-802-1068 or shoot me an email at coachchris4211@gmail.com, and I can help you resolve some of these problems sooner than you think.
Believe me, folks, this guy knows what he's talking about, and that is really why he's here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I've been listening to him and taking his advice, and I just feel like I'm a better person in 2018. So thank you, Chris. Thank you for those words of wisdom. Now, I mentioned that I was going to talk about 12 profit-producing activities. What I'm going to do is give you the teaser today. There was a guy called Vilfredo Pareto. He wrote the Pareto's Law. And it basically talks about the 80-20 rule, that if you take the 20% of the activity, you get the most production out of the 20% of the thing that you are doing. If you can take that 20%, get rid of the other 80, and focus solely on those, you get like a factor of like 16. So what I was going to talk about today, and I'll finish tomorrow, but I just want to give you the teaser today. 12 things that you can be doing for your business to get that 16 factor. We're going to scrap away some of this other stuff you're doing and focus on 12 things that's going to revolutionize your business in 2018. So I want you to be tuning in next week when we get to that. So I want to thank again all of the listeners who call in today, Mr. Miles, Mr. Murray, Dr. Ruby Lathan, who is called in there?
The Reverend called in.
The Reverend Ray and Renee. Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. And we're going to tune out here now. We'll be back next week. Thanks again, Chris.
Thank you, folks. Robert.
This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. And the key to success is to do these three things. You're going to be successful. Do the right thing at the right time. And you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.